He has become a dear, dear friend of this show. We even had a Shabbos dinner, the Rosenberg family, at his house. And today at the French consulate in New York City, there is a big rally, and he's going to give us the details as to why. So with that said, Dov Hyken, Boker Tov.
Boker Tov, and thank you very much. This is something that everyone should be outraged by. Sarah Halimi, 65 years old, Jewish woman living in Paris, was accosted by a 27-year-old Muslim who broke into her apartment. I cannot describe what was done to her physically. It was a massacre, as described by a member of her family. And then she was thrown off the balcony from the third floor. An unbelievable tragedy. And by the way, while he was doing this, he was yelling Allah Akbar and expressed hatred for Jews. He admitted later on that when he saw the Jewish Bible and the Jewish candelabra in her apartment, that got him even more upset. Now, the punchline, I mean, this is unbelievable. Only a couple of days ago, the highest court in France ruled that the murderer, this anti-Semite, this vicious killer of an innocent woman, does not have to stand trial. He is innocent. He didn't do anything wrong because, get this, he was on cannabis. He was smoking marijuana, a new license to murder Jews and other people in France. It's hard to believe. That is exactly what the court said, and therefore, the murderer does not stand trial. So today at the French consulate, everyone listening, do me a favor, pretend this is your mother, your sister, your grandmother. You need to be there to express your outrage at what happened in France. And it's 1 o'clock today, 5th Avenue, 74th and 75th Street. We're going to light memorial candles, and we're going to express our anger at the injustice, the no justice for Sarah Halimi. Former Governor David Patterson is going to be there, Curtis Sliwa, others. Everyone should spend a little time doing the right thing, and that means coming out, not just kvetching, not just complaining about things that are going on. This is a vicious, malicious hate that was perpetrated. By the way, this woman was a former doctor, medical person, former kindergarten teacher, who was slaughtered by this individual filled with hate.
Yes, Dov Hyken, as you say, she was a retired physician, mother of three. And they're using the pot defense not to charge him. I mean, at least charge him and allow the defense to use the pot defense, but charge the guy initially in the first place. And almost a year after she was killed, according to the New York Times, a Holocaust survivor was stabbed to death in her Paris apartment. They did arrest that guy, but apparently his crime maybe inspired that crime. And so it continues. The French, once again, it started with the Dreyfus Affair in the 1890s, and it continues into the 21st century.
You know, 12 or 13 Jews have been murdered in France. It's just about the only country in Europe where Jews are being murdered because they are Jews. Now, one positive thing I have to say, that the leader of France, the president of France, Macron, has come out and said that this is anti-Semitism, that the law needs to be changed, that this was an outrage. So I'm thrilled about that. But we need to speak out and we need to stand up. And today, people in the tri-state area have that opportunity by coming out to 5th Avenue, 74th and 75th. At the French consulate to send them and the people of France a direct message.
Don't wish you the best of luck, obviously. Once again, this is a terrific cause. God rest that lady's soul, and God bless you as you continue around the world to stick up for the Jewish people, the face of the struggle. We love you for that. Thank you so much, and good luck today, pal.
Thank you for the opportunity.
That is Dov Hyken. Once again, join him at the French consulate, 1 o'clock this afternoon, 5th Avenue between 74th and 75th Streets.